When we have a wedding ceremony, so we know that the chasen and kala come under the chuppah. And the Kolbo writes that they make the chuppah out of a talis, or some kind of scarf. And there used to be a custom that they would make the chuppah out of something from the shul. We want to honor the kala. And in ancient times, they didn't have so many honorable things. I mean, some people couldn't even afford a wedding gown. So the custom was that they take things from the shul, and they'd use that to honor the kala, to the point where the chuppah traditionally was made of the paroches, the canopy, the curtain that's in front of the Arna Kodesh. You'll see in many old shuls, the curtain would have two loops on top, where it hung on the stick, that's the curtain. And it had two loops on bottom, because they take it off of the Arna Kodesh, and they'd use that as the chuppah that the couple got married under. And you could think about the great symbolism that's in that.